Longtime Juneau Service Agency Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, or SAGA, may not have enough money to keep operating. The nonprofit has 18 AmeriCorps members in Anchorage, Juneau, Seward, Cordova, and Yakutat. It also works outdoors with young people through programs that are now in a state of flux. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
When George McGuan joined SAGA's board of directors in March, he had no idea the organization was in a financial hole. He says the board informed him in July that SAGA was $250,000 in debt.
I was blown away. I was like, okay, well, we're a nonprofit. How are we $250,000 in debt? And they just kind of seemed like, well, that's how we operate.
SAGA was founded in 1986 with a mission to foster development through hands-on learning. Its programs, Alaska Service Corps and Connections, brings AmeriCorps members to Alaska. That's how McGuan first came to Juneau in 2005. He says the debt stems from many years ago, but the organization started falling apart this year. McGuan describes the process as people jumping ship.
Our board of directors had our president quit, and the organization itself had three people leave right in the middle of the summer, and then our executive director decided to quit because of the stress level. So we were kind of left holding the bag there with no real organization left.
SAGA staff who left included an office coordinator and finance manager. When executive director Beverly Schoonover gave her letter of resignation in July, McGuan says the board tried at first to find a replacement, but that search has stopped. Schoonover left in October for a state job after 2.5 years with SAGA. Longtime employee Justin Fantasia also left around the same time. He had worked for SAGA since 2003. Most recently, Fantasia was the manager of SAGA's House Build program, a partnership with Juneau Douglas High School, the school district, and Juneau Housing Trust. Its goal is to build affordable housing.
I was just really concerned that there wasn't going to be a transition from executive director to executive director, and that there was a lot of uncertainty whether the organization is going to continue on. I was not formally in a director position, but it was in a leadership position. I didn't want to find myself at the helm when things were going down.
SAGA's AmeriCorps program, Connections, is funded through next September. The federal grant of $250,000 goes through the State Commission Serve Alaska. SAGA's board has been trying to find another organization to take over Connections and its AmeriCorps members. Lawrence Blood with the Division of Community and Regional Affairs, which supports Serve Alaska, says any nonprofit or city government would be eligible, but a transfer would have to be approved.
Hopefully, the discussions that the board is having has as little impact on the members as possible. And if it does change to a different organization, we hope to make that process as seamless as possible.
Fantasia describes SAGA's turbulence as a culmination of many factors associated with the nonprofit world. The roller coaster of grant funding, the administrative burdens of grants, and the high turnover of staff. Acting board chair Matt Smith says the board is fighting as hard as it can to keep SAGA alive, but doesn't know if it'll be operating after this year. When asked if he feels any responsibility for SAGA's current trouble, Smith had no comment. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.